We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We're heading into the weekend here against Tulsa. I'm Jack Smith, joined by infielder Corey Joyce, off to a scorching hot start in his Riders debut, 12 for 24 in his first six starts. Corey, first of all, thank you for joining us. And when you hear those numbers, where does your mind go?
I'm just happy to be here, happy to be with the Rangers. It's beautiful here in Texas. And I'm really liking the guys here. We got a great staff, great group of players, and really just enjoying my time here.
You ever felt this locked in at the plate hitting-wise?
I mean, I think everybody has here and there. You try to find some consistency every day, whether that's at the plate or, you know, in your process. And I've found some consistency, and hopefully we can keep it going, you know.
Heard from your manager, Chad Comer, about just the way that you stay sticking to your process and kind of the pro every day, day in, day out, your routine doesn't change. What does the process look like for you?
Yeah, it's just finding a routine, you know, whether that be in the off season or not, finding, you know, small tweaks, small adjustments, you know, to find a certain type of feel every day. That way, you know, you feel kind of comfortable in a way, and, you know, even if it's not there, it's not going to be there every day, but, you know, it's a process of getting your body in a good position.
Sometimes you have days that are anything but routine, and that was your first day with the Riders, really. You told me you woke up at around 1 a.m. in Arizona. You took the 5 a.m. flight. You're not in the lineup, but then you pinch hit later that day with a catcher's interference. Can you walk me through what that day was like?
Yeah, it was pretty wild, and, you know, you don't really ever – You're never really going to be ready for that type of situation. But if there's anything that Winter Ball has taught me is that, you know, any kind of situation like that, you just go out there and you compete. You compete like you're a rock star, because that's what you do. That's who you are. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to go out there and compete the best you can.
Is there a Winter Ball moment you feel like you learned that most?
Not necessarily. I mean, once you learn the day-to-day stuff of, you know, getting to the field and playing in front and type of that, and that kind of atmosphere, I think it's just that kind of atmosphere kind of helps you get through a lot of different situations.
So you flights at 5, you're up at 1. Is that normal for you airport wise? Are you playing it on the safe side, getting there way before your flight?
No, yeah. I actually was just adjusting to the time change from going to Arizona. I really liked the Arizona spot. It was really nice. But yeah, like the flight and everything, I mean, you do the best you can with what sleep you got, and kind of let the adrenaline take over a little bit.
Does it almost make you laugh that when you do actually get into the game that night, it's a catcher's interference? Like, how rare?
Yeah, and that's a situation where it's like I haven't played under the lights. Guys throwing 100, so I'm going to be a little late. As much as I want to be out front and on time, you're always going to be a little late. So that's just kind of how it goes.
Talking with new Riders infielder Corey Joyce here on the Cacique pregame show, that debut was less than a week after you signed with the Rangers. What was the process like for you becoming a member of the Texas organization?
Yeah, so I had a good spring training, came home, and, was going to head to Mexico, and then, the Rangers called, and I was super thankful, hopped on it immediately, and was able to get down to Arizona and kind of go through the process of ramping up 3 or 4 days, get some live ABs, get the body, in game shape. And, it felt pretty good after, the 4 or 5 days. So
after the spring with Pittsburgh, was there surprise from you that you were released by the Pirates?
Not at all. I think it was, kind of mutual in a sense. It was well respected. I had a great spring training. I think the Pirates are doing great things over there, and I really enjoyed my time over there for sure.
What does it mean to you to have a hot start with Texas, given they showed belief in you?
Yeah, I just wanted the opportunity. I'm 27. I just want a chance to play.
That does it for part one of our pregame conversation, our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with infielder Corey Joyce. Make sure you tune in tomorrow before a 4:05 first pitch as we play part two. We've got more on the Cacique pregame show coming up, including starting lineups presented by Baylor Scott & White Health. We'll see you back here in a bit.